The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Well, good morning to you. This is Ryan Tubridy. It is Friday morning, the 18th of October, 2019. At 4 minutes past nine, we'll be with you till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. What an exciting weekend. A big late, late show for you tonight, including Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Whitehall, Andre Corr, Paul Howard. Lots of other people in joining us tonight. It's just going to be one of those, and there's twists and turns along the way, particularly at the beginning of the programme, where you're thinking, what could possibly be happening here? I'll tell you not until we see you later on, but I'm really excited. I watched, as I said to you before, I watched all of the 24, Love Designated Survivor, Flatliners, Young Guns, what's the great one with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise with the Show Me the You Can't Handle the Truth? It's completely left my mind, even though I've seen it about 10 times. Great film. Aaron Sorkin did the script for it. And I know a lot of you shouting at the radio saying, it's that one. And you're right, it is that one, but I can't. Few Good Men. Is that it? Few Good Men? Yeah, that's it. Phew! It's great. I was only thinking about it the other day. I was talking to someone. Yes, this is it. I was talking to somebody. I was trying to remember something. And the dad said, I think it's, and we got into it. And then the son, who would probably be about 40, or no, he wouldn't be 40, he'd be 35 maybe, said, I'll Google it. And I said, no, don't Google it. That takes all the mental challenge out of it. I really want to get there without technology. Can we try that? And we got there. It was something Beatley, about a song in Abbey Road. And we got there in the end, which was lovely. But what a weekend again then. Tomorrow we've got this big game with New Zealand, which I mean, there's no point in saying we can't win. Of course we can win it. We've beaten them before, not once, but twice. With the right mindset, I'll be listening to a lot of panellists talk about it. Gordon Darcy will be on with Paul Howard tonight. I'm sure he has something to say about it too. Yes, we can. I mean, that's the way I see it. People seem to be saying kind of negative things about the rugby team and what's happening in Japan, which it achieves nothing. I mean, it's really, you're allowed to talk about it, but obviously, thank you. No, you're welcome. But it's just that sense of, we can analyse it after the event, but until then, I think we should be a lot more positive. We've got into the quarterfinals. This is a good result. We're playing New Zealand. This is a terrifying result. Will we win? Yes, we can. In Westminster, meanwhile, talk about a challenge. Boris Johnson has to try and ram that thing through the House of Parliament tomorrow. It'll be another fascinating afternoon's television watching that, if that's your bag, which kind of is. Sean Whelan said at the news at 9 o'clock that, you know, when they have to have the whip, medieval levels of whipping will be happening. And I wouldn't say that's the first time that's happened. I mean, there are clubs in Soho. Anyway, the point is the Tories have curious peccadillos. Ref, you're John Perfumo and friends, and on it goes. 51551 is the text number this morning. Dan and Drumcondra says, Kiefer's greatest movie is The Lost Boys, his finest performance. It's a great movie. Stand By Me. I mean, don't forget Stephen King. He's in the papers today because of his amazing house has to become an archive and writer's retreat. Imagine if you wanted to write books like that and you could stay in his house in Bangor, Maine. He might not be there, but this week the Bangor City Council approved a request by King and his wife Tabitha to rezone their home as a non-profit, allowing it to be a house for an archive of King's work and up to 5 writers at a time, which I think is a glorious thing to do. Imagine being a writer and staying in Stephen King's house and hanging out. In fact, the house where John Lennon used to live as a child at one point has now been converted into an Airbnb. Will soon be open to guests. Another exciting development is a Grade 2 listed building in Woolton in Liverpool, previously owned by George Smith. He was the husband of Lennon's aunt Mimi, who kind of brought him up when his poor mother Julia wasn't in a position to do that. And you can now get that house on Airbnb. If you haven't done the Beatle trip to London and tour of, not to London, but to Liverpool, do it. It's a glorious weekend. See the houses, go to Penny Lane, go to Strawberry Fields. I go to all the Cavern Club and Matthew Street. It's if you've ever been interested in it, it's across the way. I mean, it's only 45 minutes on the plane. You'll be there in double jig time. Musically, fans of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds will be very happy to know that the European and UK Tour 2020 is going to be happening, and they will be here at the Three Arena in Dublin in May. What a lovely night. A Friday night in May. I'll be working, but you can go. It's the 8th of May. 2020, and that will be exciting. Live tickets on sale Friday the 25th of October, so that's in a week or so for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. One thing I notice as the mornings get darker and darker as you're driving in is when I'm in traffic, you can see who's on the phone now because the blue light is on their face at the steering wheel. And people, there's probably like a scintilla of a delay in all of our trips now. Because you know when the person in front of you is still on their phone and you have to either honk a little bit or just wait for them to kind of come off that, finishing that message in traffic, and then the traffic moves again. This happens. And it is, this is kind of interesting news. This, if you're a fruit fly, don't listen to the radio. Just turn off the radio for a minute because you will not be happy about this. So fruit flies, no. If you're in the kitchen and you're buzzing around really annoying somebody around some bin or some fruit that you really didn't realise was rotting in the corner, that those fruit flies will be upset by this news. Long-term exposure to blue light emitted by smartphones. Let's call them so-called smartphones. No, they are smartphones. Smartphones. Laptops and other digital devices may lead to brain damage and speed up the ageing process. Listen to this. Experiments on common fruit flies, hence the warning, have shown that prolonged exposure to this light spectrum impaired their mobility and caused their brain cells to deteriorate. Now, I'm not sure about the correlation between the average fruit fly and the average human being, but this is what they're doing. The scientists say their findings raise questions as to whether spending too much time in artificial light can affect overall health. And that's before we get to mental health, another day's work altogether. But it says that humans are subjected to increasing amounts of light in the blue spectrum since commonly used LEDs emit a high fraction of blue light. And they said that the flies that they experimented on exposed to blue light showed damage to their retinal cells and brain neurons and had significantly shorter lives compared to those kept in complete darkness. For those wanting to protect their eyes from blue light, this researchers advise wearing glasses with amber lenses that can filter blue light and changing phone and other device settings to block blue emissions. Did you know that you can do that? You can block blue emissions on your phone? Well, they're saying you should do that thanks to Nilima Marshall in the Irish Independent this morning. That's the piece. So the blue flies, the fruit flies didn't come out, but I didn't know. I'd always thought fruit flies were kind of useless, but they have a bit of value to the scientific community, it would seem. So that's good to know. Here's something probably worth going to see. A large collection of Banksy's work. This is in hotpress.com. The largest collection of Banksy's work exhibited on public show in Ireland is set to feature at 2019's Art Source. Never heard of it, but it's Ireland's premier art fair. Showcases painting, sculpture, photography, illustration, prints and ceramic art. This year takes place in the RDS, November 15th to 17th. Tickets sold out in record time. Okay, so I can't go, but I would have gone. Those who are lucky enough to get a ticket can look forward to 12 screen prints by the anonymous British-based artist and political activist whose original piece, Devolved Parliament, recently sold. We talked about it here. For €10.9 million. Gormley's Fine Art will be showing pieces from that, including I Fought the Law and No Ball Games. And Irish art lovers also have the unique chance to get their hands on 100 pieces of original artwork for €100 each on a first-come, first-served basis on the opening morning of the show. And that's good. And it's going to go to Cork between November 29th and December the 1st. So that sounds like an interesting way to spend some time. I mentioned yesterday the Extinction Rebellion tube piece that was on YouTube, but they were on top of AtTube. This is getting confusing, but if you didn't see it, you should look at it back, and it just got very ugly. But Extinction Rebellion organisers admitted a disastrous rush hour protest had been a huge own goal after activists were set upon by a crowd of angry commuters. Two protesters clambered onto a carriage at Canning Town Station, but were swiftly confronted by passengers who dragged them down to the platform. They were then kicked and punched before London Underground staff stepped in to defend them. And Scotland Yard yesterday condemned the actions and said that they shouldn't have done that. But politicians and industry groups led a backlash against Extinction Rebellion, saying the passengers had rightly lost patience after 11 days of disruption. And they did a poll to show that public support for their what they were up to was draining away over there, at least. Even the Archbishop of Canterbury suggested the activists should have thought twice before targeting the working class area of Canning Town, where people on hourly pay might even have a job. Anyway, it seems to have gone a bit pear-shaped for them. In total, 8 people were arrested, as it turns out. Other activists present on the platform included Robin Boardman Pattinson, 21, who has faced accusations of hypocrisy after saying air travel should only be used in emergencies, despite regularly travelling abroad on skiing holidays. Careful how you go if you're going to be telling us what to do and what not to do, isn't that it? If you have concussion, says a text, medics will warn you about stopping blue screen time. Really? So how does it affect, obviously, on the neurology and the retinal world inside your delicate head? Carrie was on to say about the Irish rugby tomorrow. Think of the team as a unit, one big man whose confidence is just as all of ours, boosted by praise, knocked by poor outcomes. They're a great team, so you're right. Yes, we can. Yeah, I've got to think big. Am I missing something? A text that says Leo, Boris and the EUers are doing the lap of honour and the last leg of the relay is yet to be run through Parliament. So let's hope the baton isn't dropped or there will be a lot of egg and a lot of faces. If it doesn't go through Parliament, I think if I'm saying this correctly, if it doesn't go through Parliament, then Boris is forced to go back to look for an extension, which he's refused to do. Therefore, it's an election which he can arguably go and say, well, I've done everything in my power to fix this, and which he might win. He could come out of this very well. But as for us, not sure. Gosh, says a text, I didn't realise fruit flies had smartphones. Must be pretty micro. They do when they're forced to watch. You ever see Clockwork Orange where they put the matchsticks on their eyes? Well, they put these tiny matchsticks in their eyes just to see if they can keep them looking at the blue screen and at the blue. Yep, recovering well. Now, what else have I got for you this morning? Well, if you're somebody who likes your dog and thinks your dog is a person, you probably want to learn as much about them as possible. And thanks to DNA testing, it's now easier than ever to unlock all your dog's genetic secrets. Here's something you probably didn't see coming, but if you want to, if you could be bothered, it's like irishancestry.com, but it's canine ancestry, I suppose. You'll learn your dog's actual breed and health concerns and potential allergies and diseases to look out for and more. You may even find out a relative of theirs is living in a kennel near you, if you keep looking. Movie-wise, this weekend, I was talking to my mother this morning. She and my eldest sister went to see the Judy Garland film. I said, can I have your quick review? She said, one of us nearly lost the will to stay for the whole film. It was so boring. And now we don't have the highest in threshold for patience anyway. But my mother said that, and I trust their reviews on this because this would be target audience for a movie like that, and said essentially Renée Zellweger's great and all, but there was no plot to keep you interested in. And so they said they kind of lost the plot. So essentially it was a big thumbs down from them, because I was kind of half thinking of going and trying to see it. And she said, do not waste your time. You work very hard and it wouldn't be... Okay, so that was the review there. Very much appreciated and time saved. Joker, on the other hand, yes. Although it's not for everyone. That's the other thing. Not for everyone. The only reason the fruit fly, says a text, has brain damage from light is because he keeps bashing his head off it. I'm not a scientist, but a fruit fly was a bad choice for that experiment. How do you know if you're not a scientist? Scientists might have an insight into the world of the fruit fly. They probably have little psychiatrist couches for them, like tiny, tiny, like matchbox size, and they sit down and say, so how's your day? They made me sit in front of him. Blue light all day. I'm not myself, doctor. I find myself suddenly unattracted to fruit anymore. I don't know what's wrong with me. We have some great news for you which I'll bring to you in a few minutes' time about toy show and tickets, and two of you, somebody maybe listening in, who might walk away with a pair by the end of the show. This could happen shortly. That's Lizzo. It's called Juice. She's playing in the Olympia in November. Tickets sold out very, very quickly. Very popular performance artist. A text says, I'm looking forward to Andrea Corr on the Late Late Show tonight. I can't wait to read her book. I always remember her mum's funeral in Dundalk. Well, her book is very intimate, very touching, very emotionally engaging, and very thoughtful. And I think we're going to see a side to Andrea that you mightn't have seen before. I'm really looking forward to talking to her about everything that's happening. She's 2 beautiful children, and she's got a very good story to tell. It was a very kind story, and they're a lovely family. I've met them a few times, and I'm never disappointed, and always happy to see them bouncing down the corridor, smiling and welcoming. Lovely, lovely people, absolutely. So that's Andrea later on. And the same with Deirdre O'Kane and her husband, Stephen Bradley. They have a story to tell. Again, when we saw Deirdre on Dancing with the Stars and so on, I had no idea that they were going through something pretty difficult, to say the least, in the background of that. And the two of them are going to tell their story on the Late Late tonight. So it's really a lot of stories and Irish interest on the programme tonight, which is really what we love to do. Talking of Henrietta Street, says Robert, seemingly the house next door from where you did your show is haunted by a poltergeist. You might like to look into it. No, you might like to look into it. I don't want to look into a poltergeist in the house. You look into it and come back and tell me how you who are you going to call? Elsewhere, I've worn amber lens glasses every day at work for the last year or so, and now if I happen to forget them, I'll have a fierce headache in the space of about an hour. Makes you wonder what it's doing to your brain. Yeah, a lot of screens. I wondered, do you remember years ago, and everyone was encouraged to smoke? Smoke up, it's the 50s. And we didn't realise how awful the impact of it was. I wonder if we're doing the same thing with screens. We just don't know. And yet everyone's on them all the time. How about the Irish team do a version of Riverdance in front of the New Zealand team while they're doing the haka? It's a wonderful, wonderful idea. I mean, it's our thing. Let's not. Why not? And with the rugby, it's hard to tell which is worse, says Ronan. Losing this weekend to the All Blacks or winning and all that entails only to be knocked out by England next week. No, no, if we win against the All Blacks, we then go on to win against England. We need to knock this defeatist attitude on the head immediately. That might be completely Pollyanna make-yuppie, but it's positive. Honestly, win. I was in De Barra's in Clonakilty, says Maria Burke in West Cork. She was there last night at Jack Clement, the saxophonist with Bruce Springsteen. Amazing. Small, intimate gig. Loved it. Still on a high en route to work. Well, nothing like an intimate gig with a great, so you got that right. You're right, says the text. Liverpool is heaven for Beatles fans. So is Dublin in 2 weeks. Beatles Day, taking place in the city centre, Saturday, November 2nd. Lots of events for fans. Spread the word. Happily. And Garrett was on to say, not looking to disagree with Mrs. Tuberty. Yes, no, do. I mean, that's what we do all the time. We call it Christmas Day. Anyway, you say not to disagree with him. But I thought the movie Judy was captivating. Okay, it was quite distressing, though, sitting there watching someone's life spiral out of control. There weren't many laughs, but definitely go and see it. Okay, why don't I go and see it and then decide? And funny you share a name with my brother and you spell it exactly the same way. A Garrett with two R's and two T's. Not everyone does that. People call me Gareth. People call me Brian. Such is life. Watch a show every Saturday. You don't. Different show, different night. But listen, we've got some good news for you because this very morning, we have two toy show tickets to give away. These are the first tickets to the Chocolate Factory, in a manner of speaking. And we are giving them away on the show this morning. We want a fan who wants to be there. Not because they feel they should be there. They deserve them because they haven't. Just, you want to be there. You want to be in the audience, dressed as a Christmas tree, covered in tinsel, just delighted with just the captivating fun that's waiting to happen. Each contestant we bring on will answer as many questions as they can in 90 seconds. The questions are preposterous. Absolutely ridiculous. And the one with the most right will win two tickets. Very, very precious. You could become one of the 200. That's it. Small number. We're currently over 100,000 applications for these tickets. 100,000 chasing these. Not only that, we've decided that we have to make this a special occasion. So Clontarf Castle Hotel, with its festive lantern-lit driveway to the fairy lights adorning the castle's turrets, crackling log fires, and gorgeous Christmas decorations, they want you to stay with them and have dinner in their Fahrenheit restaurant, which they should rename the Fryheit restaurant for the month that's in it. It'll get you in the mood for the biggest TV event of the year. ClontarfCastle.ie for information there. But if you want to come and play with us on the radio this morning, 1850 715 900 or text 51551.